We're turning our attention now to the budget of 2024, or budget 2025 as it will be known. It will be a budget being held in the teeth of a general election, it looks like. So there'll be all sorts of, I suppose, differences to this year's budget as there wouldn't have been in previous year's budget. But what does the town of Tralee want when it comes to budget 2025? Well, the Tralee Chamber Alliance has come up with their pre-budget submission. And they are, Tralee Chamber has made a pre-budget submission to both the Minister for Finance and the Minister of Public Expenditure and Reform, highlighting what they're saying is the ongoing escalating challenges facing retailers and small independent businesses across Tralee and the wider North Kerry region. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail now is the CEO of Tralee Chamber Alliance, and that is Colette O'Connor. Colette, good morning to you.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, what does Tralee want? What are those challenges, and what do you want the government specifically to do in the budget about them?
Well, I suppose I have to say I do feel a little bit of a broken record here, because, you know, much of what we've put in this year, we put in last year. And as you said there in the introduction, it's the escalating cost pressures. And I mean, you have, I suppose the key areas of concern are rising labour costs, additional employee benefits, soaring operational costs, the lack, I suppose the fact that the 9% of that has not come back, it has stayed 23%. And then we also have, on another note, we have an issue with antisocial behaviour and town centre, you know, businesses feeling quite vulnerable there. But I suppose, really, Jerry, it's the continued increase. You know, the minimum wage by 12% per annum is placing unsustainable pressure on businesses. It's very difficult. The proposed further increase in 2025 is particularly concerning. You see, as these things continue to grow and they're compounded, it's far outpacing the sales increase, so they're not able to absorb the costs as would have been expected, I'd say, by government, you know. Again, additional employee benefits, the extension of parental maternity leave, while it's beneficial for employees, of course it is, but that's, again, significant cost to employers. It's the cumulative cost that's really putting the pressure here. And I suppose, you know, I remember last year, a member of our retail steering committee highlighted in one of our meetings with the minister, you know, that there could be up to 1,000 closures by this time next year. And then you see last month where the Restaurants Association came out saying there's been 577 restaurants closed in a 10-month period between September of last year and July of this year. So yeah. I'm sure if there was a survey done on retailers, then you're very close to that 1,000. So his prediction was spot on. So, you know, where is it going to stop, I suppose, really, is what we're asking government.
Yeah, and is that part of what you believe, that the way things are going with those costs, with the changes in, I suppose, what people have in terms of disposable income, to go out and shop or have a meal or go away for a weekend, that we are going to see those business closures post the tourism season this year? That we're going to see increased closures in hospitality and also retail? Is that what you're fearing?
Well, there would be a concern, certainly, if not closures and a reduction in the business that they're at the output, I suppose. And I think if you want to look at it, if you want to keep it local to Tralee, now Tralee Chamber, we're the largest business representative group in the county. We have members throughout the county of Kerry, and even Limerick, Cork, Waterford, we have members all across the Munster region. But and we represent, I suppose, a wide stakeholder group there, and we work very closely with our colleagues in other chambers here in the county and also with Limerick and Cork. But what we're really concerned about is that, I suppose, the government's lack of acknowledgement, or maybe it's a case of a greater acknowledgement of the importance of these local businesses. If you look at Fela Trolley, for example, now that took place over the last week or so, like, that largely happens due to the commitment of business people, the local business yeah. people who are operating businesses day in, day out with rising costs, giving up their own free time to go out and, you know, do what they have to do to get this thing done, putting their own money into it. And that's just, I suppose, an example of how vital our local businesses are to our communities. And I suppose what we're looking for from the government is a greater acknowledgement of that importance.
And Colette, as centre point of year, ask of the government, which it was last year, is the retention or the return to the 9% VAT rate.
Yeah, that's been a huge issue. Like, I mean, the average consumer might not even realise, you know, if you're going into a shop to buy something, 23% of that is going back into the government. And that's another thing as well. It's an education around the VAT process in Ireland. I mean, obviously, you can't expect people to, you know, going in to buy their stuff to understand how VAT works. It's not, you know, it might not be a reasonable ask, but at the same time, a greater understanding of how VAT is used and what actually percentage of what they're spending in a shop goes back into that shop, goes into what those businesses kind of take home, you know.
And that's a key part of it. You reckon that's going to ensure the survival of many businesses. What about people who would say, look, that would just be pocketed? Does it need to be pocketed at the moment for business to survive rather than being passed on as a saving to the customer?
I think it needs to. I mean, you can see it, like, it, as I said there at the start, the rising labour costs, it's just everything is off balance, if you get me. There's a huge acknowledgement of the importance of fair wages, but it's the increase in terms of where, you know, like the benefits, the additional employee benefits, the maternity and the paternal benefits there. Like, I suppose what I'm trying to say is there's no balance between everything at the moment. Everything has kind of escalated to at a speed that hasn't worked out as it was planned by government, and that's the issue here. They need to address this trend and to kind of, and I suppose as well, but in terms of cost too, you have the energy costs are there as well in insurance. The energy costs have remained double their 2021 levels. There's no signs of reduction there. And so we'll be looking for an intervention there as well from government to kind of take action on that. It's a perfect storm, and it's the same thing now with 3 years running. Like,
One of the things you want, and you mentioned it there, in terms of financial supports for small businesses to help manage the cost of extended parental leave and the upcoming auto-enrollment pension scheme, like, is that just getting the government to pay for those changes? And how long would that go on for? Because ultimately, eventually, the idea will be that businesses will, and employees will bear the cost of all that.
Absolutely, but this can be done in a phased way. It can be staggered. It needs to be thought out and planned out and communicated clearly. And again, you see, this is coming in 2026, and you've already had now 3 years of this wage increase as well. So it's another thing onto that. There's no break, if that makes sense.
Yeah, there isn't a break, and that's what you want them to do. Okay, are you expecting a response? You're available to talk with government in relation to this?
We would be... confident there we'd have a conversation with both ministers before the end of the month. So yes, we would. And actually, while I'm there as well, I just wanted to highlight as well in terms of the Gardaí, that's quite important to us as well. We do know from, I suppose, throughout 2024, Tralee Chamber has carried out a number of surveys of our members. And if you remember, Jerry, back there ahead of the local elections, we had the debate there with yourself.
Yeah.
Like, Gardaí resources is a huge issue as well. There's less and less resources for Gardaí. And I mean, people aren't going into Temple Moor to learn how to do paperwork, but as it seems at the moment, the majority of guards are stuck in offices dealing with huge amounts of paperwork. And what we really want to see as well is more visibility of guards in our streets. That's another key priority for town centres.
Yeah, and indeed, Gardaí investigating assaults, as we learned over the last number of days in Listowel and also in Tralee, and they're looking for information in relation to that over the last number of days. So that's all part of, I suppose, in the need for increased presence to try and deter those sort of things and make it safer for people to be in town centres and doing their shopping, doing their business.
Absolutely. I mean, shoplifting would be one of the, I suppose, in terms of antisocial behaviour, in terms of crime, it's shoplifting is what we're getting the most from our, this year, in the last 12 months, particularly the food retailers, they're reporting unprecedented numbers. And, you know, they actually all imply private security as well, on top of dealing with guards. And, like, could there be something done there from government? Could there be supports put in around getting, you know, security companies? I mean, security companies are not cheap, but they are now a necessary service to have if you're in a large retail space. But the I think it's the trolley pushouts and general shoplifting, the numbers are quite frightening.
Okay. All right. Listen, Colette, we'll leave it there. We'll see what happens with regards to that. But thanks very much for taking time to talk to us about it on the programme. It's Colette O'Connor there speaking about their pre-budget submission, the things they want on behalf of retailers and smaller businesses from Budget 2025 and from this government. If you have a view on that and those asks, get in touch with us on the programme.